You're listening to another Vantage Point program today with George and Rita Gully.
Trust. It's a big word, isn't it? But trust is something we all need. You have to trust somebody, or at times, some things. I'm no psychiatrist, just an ordinary person who has learned from life's experience. That's why I'm sharing this with you.
Talking about trust in things, for many years I had a struggle with heights beneath my feet. What I mean is this, my legs would always sort of grow wobbly whenever I had to walk up long flights of metal stairs where I could see through what was below. If there was no railing to grab hold of, I could barely go forward. Or this, I walked over wooden bridges where there were gaps between the planks, and just seeing the water way below was enough to balk me. And rope bridges that sway were a nightmare. Trust? I'm afraid my trust was sadly lacking in the designers. I had to tell myself they were built to take people, and there was no way I could slip between the cracks. And I was once asked to stand on a glass that was placed in a high tower. This was in Toronto, Canada. The ground below must have been several hundred feet. Young people were standing on it, but I couldn't convince my legs to stand on it. It was inches thick plate glass. It was constructed to take a lot of weight, but I just could not believe it enough to put my trust in a floor I could see through. I guess there's a special name for that type of fear, not of heights exactly, but seeing what's underneath.
There are so many things around us we learn to put our trust in, even things that could be dangerous. How would it be if I couldn't bring myself to turn on a switch for fear of being electrocuted, or turning on the gas for fear of an explosion, or drinking water from a tap fearing it might be poisoned? No, we trust these things to benefit us, although we might not know exactly how they work. I suppose it's natural that we put our faith in things we've experienced, but we also trust things we cannot see, hear, or touch. For example, radio waves, TV transmission, X-rays, gamma rays, and a multiplicity of other rays we're still discovering. We know these things are real and they work because of the results of their actions. I wonder why it's so hard to believe in the spiritual realm in which we know there is a loving God, or the presence of an evil being who is known as Satan.
As far as faith and trust goes, too many folk today have been shattered by their trust being broken by someone they looked up to. We've all heard awful stories of children being abused by someone close to them or someone in a position of trust. Maybe you have suffered this in your own life, and now you find it hard to put your trust in anyone other than yourself. Maybe that's why you find it just too hard to put your faith and trust in God. No, you can't see him or hear him or touch him, but God is there all the same.
It's like we have a big gulf separating us from God. And that's the reason why he sent his son, Jesus, to be born as a man and to live a God-pleasing life, healing and caring for people just like us. And Jesus is the one person who can bridge that big gulf between us and God today. It's really no excuse to say we don't believe in him because we can't see him. We believe what we read in the history books about certain people in the past. That's all the more reason why we should believe Jesus' story. He, the Son of God, is part of history, and his life, death, and resurrection is fully documented in the Holy Bible. Jesus is stretching out his loving arms for you to come to him.
For any information about the program that you've heard today, contact us on communicationradio.org.